Omaha Public Radio presents a special program from the Nebraska Broadcasters Association on Noon Forum. This Thursday evening, September 7th, the National Football League will open its 98th season with the defending champion New England Patriots hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. Today we'll hear a talk by Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs and the longest tenured and most decorated play-by-play voice in franchise history. Mr. Holtis' remarks were given as the keynote address during the 83rd Nebraska Broadcasters Association Convention. This program was recorded by Omaha Public Radio on Wednesday afternoon, August 16, 2017, for broadcast at this time. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of the Nebraska Broadcasters Association, KIOS-FM, or the Omaha Public School District. Here now to introduce the program is Jim Timm, the Executive Director of the Nebraska Broadcasters Association.
Now it's my pleasure to introduce to you the chairperson of our NBA Board of Directors, Joy Patton. Joy is the Director of Sales for the Alpha Media radio stations in Lincoln. They have six very successful heritage radio stations there: KFOR, KFRX, KIBZ, KLMS, KTGL, and KZKX. Joy grew up in radio, started at the age of 16 working under the great Roger Larson. She's had a lot of different jobs in radio over the years, by the way, 36 years in the business. All have been at the same radio station, which we know is kind of unheard of these days, but it's still great to see a story like Joy's. From the grueling traffic job, which she insists is the worst job in radio, but she did it for 8 years just to make sure. Sales management. She also was recruited to the corporate office for 3 years to help with four different market mergers. She's considered a lifer at the station and in our industry as well. Joy was raised in Lincoln, has been married to John Patton for 29 years. She has two sons, Jacob and Joshua. Joy's leadership in guiding the NBA over the last year has been extraordinary. Under her guidance, we've continued to enhance our government relations. We've accelerated our plan to develop future broadcasting talent, and we've added to our long list of NBA member benefits. Joy's position with Alpha Media keeps her quite busy, as you would imagine, but she's always been very responsive to the needs of the NBA and her fellow officers and our executive committee, and she's looked out on behalf of all kinds of NBA members, not just radio, but television, large city, small town, and everything in between. It's been a pleasure to work alongside you, Joy. You're hours away from your final duties as chair of our board. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Now, please give a nice, warm welcome to Joy Patton.
Thanks, Jim. Welcome to our 83rd annual convention, and it is this exciting keynote luncheon featuring Mitch Holtis. I have seen Mitch speak numerous times at many different functions, and I will tell you now that whether you're a sports fan or not, Mitch will captivate you with his words today. Mitch is perhaps best known as the radio play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He hosts other Chiefs radio, TV, and digital programs, and after the NFL season, Mitch does college basketball TV play-by-play on ESPN, Fox Sports, and other national outlets. A member of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame and the Kansas State University Athletics Hall of Fame, Mitch has also won an Emmy for his video and online work from the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. Mitch has 2 degrees from Kansas State University, one in journalism and another in business administration. He is married to the former Tammy Johnson of McPherson, Kansas, and has a son and daughter and 2 granddaughters. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mitch Holtis.
Thanks, Joy. I don't know if you've been around the KFOR folks, but they kind of got the J&J thing going on because Julie's sitting over there. It's like the human fireworks stand when you're around them. They are a great affiliate of the Kansas City Chiefs, Fox Football Radio Network, and so I've appreciated working with them. I'll get to them in a second, too, during the presentation somewhat. But it's awesome to be here. I know some of you are fidgeting a little bit with all the K-State stuff. I know Marty Winters was over here from 10-11. But let me say this before I get started. You have the best Division I broadcaster in Greg Sharp. He's unbelievable. He's just... And you better know your stuff when you do the Huskers. Let's just put it that way. But let me tell you, I've never heard him better than I heard him last night. So I'm hustling to get up here. We have training camp in St. Joe. I've been there the last 3 weeks, and the 2 hour and 7 minute drive. So I'm thinking, what am I, the Royals aren't on yet. And oh, it's Nebraska Sports Nightly. What do you call the show? Sports Nightly. All right. Captivating because he's tying the solar eclipse into Husker football. He's teasing it, right? So it holds me through the break. It's brilliant broadcasting. I hear every advertiser write them down, immediately buy something while I'm driving, just thinking about it virtually. And he does it. He talks about the solar eclipse for like 90 minutes and ties it into the Huskers, and I'm like, wow, it was brilliant radio. That's just how good he is. I'm just saying right now, okay? All right. Let me say this, because in your bio, not only all the K-State stuff, but going, he's put as a Nebraska native, and I know a lot of you who know me are going, whoa, whoa, whoa. Not sure that's right. I grew up 12 miles south of the 40th parallel line, which is the Kansas-Nebraska border. But don't we all live in the world of DMAs? Particularly this room. I shouldn't have to explain that in this room, because I grew up in the Lincoln-Hastings-Kearney DMA, right? There's six Kansas counties that are in the DMA, I know. Because I'm reminded about it all the time by Marty Winters over here at 1011, because that's right in his wheelhouse. But anyway, so there's some ties, and those of you who know me know that all of my relations from Nebraska. My maternal side is all Blue Hill and Hastings. And you remember Jake Muehlheisen played for the Huskers a couple years ago. That's because related to the Muehlheisens. My paternal side is all Nebraska City, Auburn, Johnson, Brock, Stella, all in there. So, yeah, I'd say, am I a native son? I don't know. Yeah, DMA-wise I am, because I was 10 miles from Smith Center, Kansas, and 12 miles from the Nebraska state line. But in the role of being the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, that's also kind of being governor of the Chiefs Kingdom a little bit. So you get acclimated to the culture of your whole region. And the Chiefs Kingdom is vast and intense, much like the state of Nebraska with the Huskers. I also, though, have the unofficial title of Nickname Police. Yep, I'm in charge of policing high school nicknames and mascots. I'm going to try to develop an app for it. But, I mean, in the Chiefs Kingdom, you've got to be ready for, gosh, there's a school in Iowa named the Orebs. There's West Plains, Missouri, the Fighting Zizzers. The Heston, Kansas Swathers. But as we go today, we're going to take a look at sea level at Nebraska's future from sea level. But before we get into that, I need to talk to you about nicknames. Because I'm not going to rub your ears here. I've had personal conversations about this. Of all of the Chiefs Kingdom states, yes, there is no place like Nebraska, just like the fight song, as it pertains to nicknames. The best I've ever seen, nicknames. And I know Milt's here from the State High School Association, but let's just get into this just a second. Yep, and there's the first group that I love the tie-in. I give this as a seminar to other states when I do my nickname police. Let's look at this. The Columbus Discoverers. Perfect. Where's my folks from Columbus? Great job. You know, don't be the Columbus Eagles. You're a discoverer, right? Keep on going here. The Fairbury Jeffs, one of my favorite. Yeah, yeah. Jefferson County, they're the Jeffs. And I love the mascots, the Mutt and Jeff cartoon guy. It didn't get any better than that. I use it, like, with the Jeffs. The Lexington Minutemen. Yeah, tie it into history. Yeah. And the gals are the Minutemaids, right? Yeah. It's about orange juice or the Astros home park. I don't know. That one needs a little bit of explanation, but I get the whole Lexington Minutemen. Tie it into the Nebraska City Pioneers, the purple and gold of the Nebraska City Pioneers. That's where people got off the boat, started in Nebraska, started right there. It was Nebraska City, Peru. So be the Pioneers. Brilliant. It's just awesome. Sure, the Cozad Haymakers. There's a lot of hay fields out at Cozad. Right? And we've had some big dudes that we've had to play against in the NFL from Cozad, the Holdridge Dusters. I grew up not far from Holdridge. I know it gets a little dry and windy out there in Holdridge. And so, yep, dust storms. Get it. Perfect name for the Holdridge Dusters. The North Star Navigators. Awesome. If you're going to call the school the North Star, you better be the Navigators. Just saying. The Omaha South Packers. There's a tradition, right? In Omaha South down there, that's what it's real. Yeah, we had Chris Bober that played for us with the Chiefs. He was in Omaha South. Yeah, and sure, the Gothenburg Swedes. Any Swedes in here? Yeah. I have to apologize for one because I'm going to get nailed again by winners. The York Dukes. Yeah, the Dukes, the Duke of York. This is the, Marty Winters was the longtime voice of the York Dukes. He got me so turned on to York Duke football, I follow them now on Twitter. I kid you not. Every day, it's like, what are the Dukes doing? What are they? Oh man, they're got, you know, they're playing Aurora this week or something. I don't know. It's but I'm turned into it. Longtime voice. Where are the York folks? They here? Yeah, there you go. Man, you were blessed to have him as your play-by-play guy. Just saying that. So you love the tie-in. No state does it better this deep. Yes, there is no place like Nebraska. Then there's the sure makes sense category. Sure makes sense. Let's start with this group. Anybody here from Cairo, Nebraska? I don't know what the camel is outside of town. It is Cairo. The Centuria Centurions. Why not? If you're going to be Centuria, you've got to be the Centurions, right? The Lincoln High Lynx. Yeah. I mean, you can't be the Lincoln High Frogs, right? The West Point Cadets. Well done. Well done. West Point Beamer. I got to throw Beamer in there too, but it's if you're the West Point, if you were the West Point midshipman, we'd have to talk. I love this one, the Pender Pendragons. Yeah. Great job. Way to go. How was prom night? After prom got crazy, just saying. The Grand Island Islanders. Yeah. My uncle was the mayor of Grand Island for 8 years, led the Grand Island Mafia. You can't deny it. The Columbus Scotia Shamrocks. Perfect. Come on. If you're going to be the, you know, the Irish background, same with the North Platte St. Pat's Irish. Creighton Prep Junior Jays. If you go to Creighton, you're a J. You go to Creighton Prep, you're a Junior J. See, it all ties in. Sure makes sense to me. But remember, I'm nicknamed Police. And I got to call... I gotta call the Watt on some of these. What? All right, get ready. Who's here from Howells? The Howells Dodge Jaguars? How many Jaguars have you seen in Howells, Nebraska? Just curious. The Sutherland Sailors. Anybody here? What's the closest major body of water to Sutherland, Nebraska? There's a reservoir south of town, 10 miles, and the North and the South Platte come together. Yeah, is this a seaport I don't know about? Is the Southern and Nebraska seaport the Sailors? Come on. The Benson Bunnies has always perplexed me. Let me know. Yeah, hoppity-ha. Need to know something about the Benson Bunnies. Dude, we need to talk. You're going to prom with her. All right. The Ord, now get it right, because in Nebraska or Kansas, it's the Ord Chanticleers. Love that nickname. Like Central Carolina, Chanticleers, it's a chicken. What is that? I don't even know what a Chanticleer is. It's a chicken. It's crazy, right? Stop it. It's the Ord Chanticleers. Because every day in Ord at the coffee shop, they read Canterbury Tales. The Ord, it's the Ord Chanticleers. Doesn't seem to fit, but, you know, go for it. Here's a good one. Where's Wisner Pilger, people? I got even some friends from up there. The Gators. The Wisner Pilger Gators? How many alligators in Wisner Pilger? And where's my North Star folks? We cheered them for the Navigators. What a cool nickname, you know. Have you been to a North Star game? Do you see what their mascot is? It's a gator. Don't use a gator. You're the Navigators. Put a Magellan up there. You know, something that's, you know, Sacagawea that looked at the North Star. Don't put an alligator out there. Come on, people. I call the police on that one. So I filed an official complaint, Mill. Put it down. All right. And then there's you got to indulge me. Just indulge me for a second. And it's close to home. Right? And that is the Franklin Flyers. Yeah. Just about 15 miles from where I grew up on the family farm. The Red Cloud Warriors. Did a lot of battle against them. Superior Wildcats. My granddaddy And Hastings needs a name like the Railroaders or the Railers. Come on, it's a big railroad town. But Granddaddy was the catcher for the 1929 Hastings Tigers, the orange and black. And my grandma was a Blue Hill Bobcat. So just indulge me on that one. But there you go. Yes, there is no place like Nebraska when it comes to nicknames. All right. Yeah. North Star Navigators using a alligator. Come on. All right, here we go. You're thinking, why did we invite this dude here today? He's a little weird. We're going to take a sea level look at Nebraska broadcasting. And actually, maybe our personal lives as well. Now, Nebraska is a fascinating state to me. I've grown up with it, obviously. But it is one of the most divergent states in the Union, from the lowest sea level in the state to the highest. So a little quiz time here. Let's see if how many of you have done your homework in geography, Nebraska geography. Who knows? Quiz time. The lowest point in Nebraska. Anybody know this? I drove right by it on the way up here last night, listening to Sharp talking about the solar eclipse. Who said Rulo? You're going to prom with her. Way to go, buddy. Richardson County near Rulo, 840 feet above sea level. That's all. It's here in the Four Corner area, kind of the Missouri River Valley, where it all kind of comes together, and Iowa and Missouri and Kansas and Nebraska all kind of tie into there. Low spot. I went by there, probably flooding right now. Now, the highest point in Nebraska. Who said Kimball County? Very good. The guy that looks like the refugee from Breaking Bad or something. Good. Yes, no, that's good. Where are you from? Duck Dynasty? You guys, that's awesome.
Actually, I'm from Australia, if you really
want. Flat out like a drinking lizard. All right. The highest point in Nebraska is Kimball County. But look at it, 5,424 feet above sea level. We don't like the donkeys. We don't call them the Broncos. We call them the donkeys. Stop it. If that's a mile high above sea level, hey, Kimball County's got 200 feet above you guys. I'm saying it. And I found a new place on my bucket list that I want to visit, and I will visit it if the Lord gives me enough days on the earth, and that is this spot, the High Point Welcome Center. You with me on that one? After prom, we're going. I'm going there, baby. I want to see this place because it's 5,424 feet above sea level. But you see the disparity in the state of Nebraska. And Kimball, home of the Longhorns, right? Milt tells me, and I looked it up today, their opening game for the Kimball Longhorns is against the Centuria Centurions, a crisp 300-mile drive to open the season. But hey, here we go. Yeah, let's go. We're going to be real. Let's move on. So you see that Nebraska is interesting because of the wide disparity in the low spot to the high spot. Very few states have that much of a disparity other than the mountain regions, right? I don't know if there's a mountain yet in Nebraska. I haven't seen it, nor in Kansas, Missouri, or Iowa. But anyway, we're going to talk about the three C's. And we're going to check out Nebraska at sea level. Now, let me say this. First of all, Andy Reid has me speak to the team before we start training camp. It's a very tense time. We've been in St. Joe for 3 weeks, but you can imagine if you walked in here today and I announced that half of you would be fired by Labor Day. It might take it up a notch, right? Maybe the sandwich might be a little not quite as easy to eat. That's the tension we have with our team. We have 90 players in St. Joe. We have to be at 53 by Labor Day weekend. Andy said, I want you to speak in front of the guys before we get it going on July the 24th or whatever it was. He says, you have 1 minute. I know some of you are going to say, I wish you had 1 minute today. So I go about 48 seconds because you never have a head coach off the grid. You don't go a minute. He's at 5 seconds to walk back up. Now you're off the grid 5 seconds. So I usually go about 48 seconds. But I tell the guys that my role as the voice of the Chiefs is very different. It's standing out in front of the embassy telling their story. But I also tell them this. And when you're in there, all the doors are shut just like this right now. So I'm going to ask you just for the next several minutes to imagine yourself in a team meeting. You're in a team meeting with that kind of attention. Not that half of you will be cut by Labor Day, but just kind of lock in here with me just a little bit because it's a very interesting dynamic. So I'm going to ask you, because we're facing some challenges, you and I both, as we move forward, a lot of some uncertainty. It's fast changing, if nothing else, if you disagree with both of those things, right? It's changing every day in the broadcasting business. I see it. So you can either count me in or I'll tap out. I'll give you this chance now to leave if you want. But that's the I'll tap out is kind of the feeling when Greg's doing the play-by-play and the Huskers are up four, but Wisconsin's got the ball at the two-yard line going in with about 2 minutes left. And that feeling is an interesting feeling. And some in that situation will tap out. I'd rather watch it than be there. Some will say, I'm going to dig my fingernails into the ground, and they're not getting in. So you make the decision. If you don't get up and leave, that's okay. But I am going to ask you if you're going to stay here to lock in, because there's some stuff we need to talk about. So that with that in mind, here we go. Team meeting. The three C's, because I've learned this. And in preparation for this little time we have together, I have the great fortune of even my Minute with Mitch program, which in television is on 1011. You can hear it, or you can see it every Sunday during NFL pregame, brought to you by Hy-Vee on 1011. Or KETV in Omaha. Or I'm involved in, with the Chiefs Radio Network, we have the second largest network in the National Football League. And we're taking on the Steelers. We're getting close to taking them out. And we are on a multiple group of stations in the state of Nebraska, including the good folks at KFOR. And you can hear my Minute with Mitch during that. But when I do that, I get a chance to meet face-to-face with a lot of people just like you, all throughout the Chiefs Kingdom. And I kind of cherry-pick the ones that I respect the most and say, tell me what's working in 2017. What challenges do you have, and how do you handle it? And I've come up with a little bit of an aggregate list. So, I've learned this. Nebraska's future in broadcasting belongs to these three C's. Sea level. Here we go. The first is those who can connect. Second, those who can create. Third, those who have the courage. So here we go. Connecting. We're involved in broadcasting. In broadcasting, boy, we're external communicators. Our job is to inform and entertain, and we try to do it the best. Unfortunately, we're some of the worst internal communicators in society. Let's be honest here, right? I mean, it can be kind of brutal. The future belongs to those who rethink internal connecting within the realm of your personal life and mine and the realm of broadcasting. Here's what I've learned. First of all, the Kansas City Chiefs, we were algae on the Titanic. We were at the bottom, we were below plankton on December the 31st, 2012. We had just come through a season where we were 2-14. We've been around almost 60 years, did not win a single AFC game. And then it got really bad because our star running back, Jamal Charles, his wife's cousin, a cousin that felt more like a sister, was shot and killed, shot 9 times by one of our players who went to the front steps of our facility and killed himself. It didn't get much worse than that. Leaving behind a little baby, orphaned a baby. We had to decide to play the next day. We decided to play the Carolina Panthers, but we had a culture that was distrust and somewhat dark and disbelief, and it was this. This is mine. If you're in the Alamo here, don't shoot your own guys and gals. And some of you are involved in management, and I'm going to ask you to rethink your internal connection and how you connect. And one of my premises is don't shoot your own people. Because we live in a competitive world, and those people are with you inside the fort. I'll just tell you something. Remember Good to Great, the book that came out in 2000, Jim Collins wrote it. It's like, wow, this is an awesome book. You did this exhaustive research, and now we're going to narrow. That book now is, have you gone back and read it? Because like the 12 companies that made the cut, 10 of them are like gone. It didn't live 17 years, pretty short shelf life. He wrote a better book. He did what good Nebraska corn farmers do, and that is he hedged his bet. He hedged it. So he wrote a book, a better book, that I'm going to put on your list of required reading if you're involved in this and you really want to take this in, and it's called How the Mighty Fall by Jim Collins. Quick read, But you're going to say, how did the Chiefs get so low? You were up there, man. You were challenging. You went all the way to the bottom of the ocean. Read the book. It's almost like a case study on how we got destroyed. We'll get to the reclamation project that's going on right now. But the first part of it was because internally we became a hot mess. Do you have a culture of cooperation inside your fort, or do you have a culture of closed doors? Because of the people, and some of you are in the room, I called you. I reached out to you and said, what is your culture like? Because I see it working. And almost all of them was a culture of cooperation. Hard to do in the broadcast business. For whatever reason, it's harder to do. But those who are winning in the future belongs to those who make it a priority. Here's my SPS meter. This is mine too. SPS meter is this. How do you treat your superiors? How do you treat your peers? And how do you treat your subordinates? Oh, I'm good with the superiors. I mean, here comes the guy that's running, or gal that's running the cluster, and they're coming in. The owners are coming in from Gray, and we're going to look at the P&L. Hey, you guys are doing good, but you want an apple? You know, I'll take you to lunch. So we're good with the superiors. But how do we do with the peers and the subordinates? Let me give you an example. Andy Reid transformed us. I told you we were algae on the bottom of the on the Titanic on December 31st, 2012. Within 5 days, all of a sudden, we started to rise when we hired that dude. But let me tell you how he works. And he's one of those crazy coaches that works till 1 and comes back at 4. But he's really a human being. He's a good dude. We have a guy named Steve who's on our stadium operations staff at our practice facility. And he busts it every night. He's on the night shift. Andy, before he leaves, many times will try to find Steve. And he'll tell Steve, Steve, you help us win because you make this place immaculate. And when our guys get here for work at 7 o'clock in the morning, they walk into a winning environment. Now, if you don't think Steve has got that buffer on full throttle going, because I'm just telling you, because Andy will go, you're better than a Bronco guy running that buffer. You'll kick his butt. And by the way, here's $20. Go get breakfast when you're off work. Now, you tell me what that does to help Andy Reid win football games. You know, maybe more than you think. But it's the SPS meter. Because I've seen that guy treat everybody the same or attempt to do it. How do you treat people in your own facility? Because broadcasters are poor at it. I know, I've been poor at it too. It's something I've tried to be very conscious about and really try to change. Because I've tried to do the same thing as Andy. I've tried to go and do something for somebody that doesn't matter. They can't do anything for me to put any more money in my pocket. But when you do that, the other thing I said in front of the team, it's my job to create energy within the kingdom, externally, but also internally. I need to be an energy creator in all three floors of our facility. One of the things I talk about is generational integration, not separation. We kind of screw it up in this country a little bit, and the Asians get this down. They know what they're doing in this. Because we want to categorize generations. In fact, that's the way we spend most of our lives. We want to break it down to 1849 women, 25 to 54 men, day parts, average quarter hour. So we live that life, and we have to live that life. That's kind of the way it works. But you also can get too transactional. The best companies in broadcasting that I've seen are those that don't separate generations. You're a boomer, you're X, you're a Y, you're a millennial. And the millennials, I don't know if there's some in the room, think it stops with you guys and gals. Hello, there's somebody coming after you guys. I don't know what we're going to call them, you know, the Makavikas or something, but they're coming. And they might think that some of your apps and Pokemon Go is the stupidest thing they've ever seen. It's just the way it works. But the best companies and the best broadcasting units that I see somehow see the value in every generation and how it integrates. Think about our football team. We get to open the season because we get to be the cannon fodder. Why? The cool quarterback with the 5-time world champion New England Patriots with the supermodel wife and the air compressor taking, you know, is it deflating balls or not? I don't know. Stop it. We're getting ready to play them on the 7th of September because we're the cannon fodder. You're the dog food that needs to come in and play these guys because we're going to open the NFL season against the mighty Patriots as they unfurl the flag. We're going to be there. We're going to show up for that game. And you might want to listen and watch. Here's the point. We can't be too old on our roster. I've been living with these guys. I live it. I sleep it. I'm in the dorm with these guys, breakfast, noon, lunch, meetings. You can't be too old. You do not have a chance in the NFL. I've seen it. You'll crash. You can't be too young in the NFL. You'll crash even faster. You have to integrate it. So the point where our rookies like Kareem Hunt and Patrick Mahomes and Akemi Oligwe and Tano Passanio have to integrate with our 13-year veterans and Hall of Famers like Derek Johnson and Dustin Colquitt and Tamba Hali. It has to integrate or we don't have a chance against supermodel guy. See my point? But we're working on the integration and we'll be there. Internal connecting. C-level. External connecting. This is a little easier for us in broadcasting because that's kind of how we do it. That's what we do. We inform, we entertain, we bring it life to Nebraska, the good life, right? Clients, consumers, competition. This is easier for us, but you kind of rethink it all in how you work. And I know we all compete in this room. I understand that. But one of the best things about coming to this event like this is you're all at the same level. You might be from Omaha. You might be from North Platte. I don't know how many of you have to do what Winters has to do, but he's in Lincoln, and then he's in Grand Island, then he's in Kearney. Oh, he's going to North Platte. Three very different markets. But three markets nonetheless. External connecting. How do we connect personally, basically, here is even better. In tune with our audiences, completely engaged as part of the community. You're going, wait a minute, it's the digital age. We're now geocaching, we're geofencing. We can get this baby narrowed right down. What do the consumers want? And we can do that as broadcasters. We can broadcast and we can narrowcast. And, of course, technology is crazy. It changes every day. But sometimes it's so new school, it circles around to be old school. Because you know what people want now? They want the corner drugstore. They want the old corner drugstore because they want the groceries from Hy-Vee dropped from a drone right on their doorstep. Right? That's where we're headed towards. Yeah. But that's the old corner drugstore. Now, I'll give Marty props here. I've kind of lit him up here, the old voice of the Dukes. But I talked to him because there, and I know you're some competitors in the room, just hear me out a second. He said, right now, the biggest dynamic is to listen. We think connecting, many times, is us talking, us presenting. Here's what we have. Here's our proposal. He said the premium now is on listening. And because the client, the consumer, will tell you what they want, and they can micro it down. And as broadcasters, we can either broadcast it or we can narrowcast it. But I'm learning more and more and more the value of listening, more than talking. External connection. Transformational, not transactional. We can get so caught up in numbers, 18 to 49, day parts. Hey, 9 to 12, we're good. 25 to 54 women, key buying demo, we got that. In the afternoon from 3 to 4:30. That's us. We have to be transactional, I get it. But the best companies, the best individuals are those who are transformational. You listen to the client, you listen to your customers and consumers, and you understand that you want to help their way of life because they'll tell you which way they want to go. And you said, absolutely, we can help you get there. I'm just going to use this dude as an example. I used it, actually, Joy and Julie, at the KFOR when I did their sportscast. I'm going to tell you, this is the other thing. I know you're in Lincoln, and you go, well, we're competing against KFOR. Okay, I get it. But I got to give you an example. You talk about external connection. They do a thing called the Sportscasters Club, but they have an incredible banquet just like this where they have someone from each Lincoln High School that they award as a scholar athlete. It's one of the coolest things I've seen in the Chiefs Kingdom. And I'm not rubbing your guys' ears. It's pretty cool. It's a great example of how they take something and go a little further with it and a little further with it and a little further with it. And guess who benefits the most? Those student athletes and their families. And I've been there on a couple of occasions. This year, what was cool about it is I had Lincoln High School student athletes from every Lincoln school that were there for all 4 years, did not transfer in or out. And I talked about either being a free agent or a footprint maker. And there wouldn't have been that opportunity had they not done that. It's a great way of connecting with clients, also their communities. Because those kids valued it the most or got the most out of it. Derek Johnson. I wanted to show you this. We talk about horizontal accountability and integration and generational integration. This guy we already cut. This cat right here. that he's helping. We already caught him. We caught him the first week. Richard Clayette didn't even make it a week. Just gone. Bus out of town. And Derek was working with him like it was his little brother. I'm like, are you, man? I mean, I'm in the back of my mind, I had our photographer go, hey, take this. Because I don't know what he's doing. It's like, what's it? You know, this guy ain't going to make our team. But it's a way of life for Derek. His mom was a Waco, Texas teacher for 40 years. He is one of our better internal and external connectors, and he'll be in our Hall of Fame. He's our leading tackler of all time. And the best thing about it was the dude right over his back is Dee Ford, who's trying to define his career and is having his best camp ever. But when you see it as a way of life and you get this generated within a team, look out, Patriots, we're coming after you. Sorry, it's just the way it is. So connect. The first thing is to connect. The second thing is the future belongs to the creative. I'm going to give you just one quick example. And here's where I get bogged down. Because just the last 3 weeks at camp, these days are long. I start early, go late, but I try to get Monday morning, even in this, Monday morning, I get to Monday afternoon, I get to Monday evening, get to Tuesday morning. And one thing that drives me crazy about that is I lose creativity time. I'm best when I can be creative. The whole Minute with Mitch concept was a video blog and an audio blog that was created far before even people knew what a blog was. But I've had to kind of reshape it, form it, and make it kind of interesting and make it, you know, real in 2017. But it was a creative movement. Now, you tell me, one of the things that drives me crazy is you tell me we can't win in Kansas City or you can't make it in Nebraska. When you go nationally and they go, well, I'm from Nebraska, and they're going to talk about the Huskers, but what are they going to talk about? What's the negative things they tell you about Nebraska? Come on. Cornfields. Just cornfields. I watch Yes Man. I watch Yes Man, and Jim Carrey went out there at cornfields. That's all it is, at that telephone museum. What else?
Flat.
Flyover country. You heard that one? I hear it all the time. And with the Kansas City Chiefs, it's like small market. You're only the 27th market. Now, when you come to a game, you'll see that Kansas City on Sunday is Lincoln on a Saturday. It's kind of crazy and red and wild. Now, I hear all of the objections. I came up with, and I'll say this humbly, I came up with the moniker Chiefs Kingdom. I wanted something to define what I see. And I mean, we're so divided politically, but I'll tell you, when those 3 hours come up and we're playing the Patriots, I don't care who you are in your background, it is like we are together. Let's go. It's cool to see it. But I put together a video with our 65 TPT guys, and our two leading guys with 65 TPT, our in-house production arm, are Huskers. One dude who went to Lincoln Christian, Kevin Brebner. The other one is a Centurion. He grew up in Cairo, Nebraska. Brad Young. I call him Young Brad Young, YBY. But they are part of my creativity. Love those dudes. Because we sit down and think, what can we create? We're going to show you a video now. You tell me why we can't win in Kansas City. You tell me why it's a crappy place to be. Flat, cornfields, in the middle of nowhere. Take a look.
Cowtown. Flyover country. Some say middle of nowhere. But for us, this is home. It's hard for outsiders to see what makes this place special, or why some of us choose to put down roots here. This curious place with no mountains, beaches, or coasts to swear allegiance to. They don't see what we see. A Midwestern town, divided by a state line running north to south and the mighty Mo itself. Deeply impassioned, still grounded in the same ideology this entire region was built on. That whole something from nothing gig? Yeah, that's us. It's ingrained in our identity and woven into the fabric worn on our very backs. We're proud to wear it. It says who we are and where we've been. And we've been there. From the out-of-this-world elation to the kinds of defeat that test our innermost resolve. We have all been there. So yeah, we're gonna run that one again. One more time than you. Because that's how you break records. and set the record straight. This is what we see. A city united more ways than divided. In the middle of nowhere, the middle of everything. This is Kansas City.
How about those?
Chiefs Kingdom.
We live in a world of copy points. Anybody hear any copy points in that? Anybody hear something? What'd you hear? Middle of nowhere or? Middle of everything. Something you can use when you call on a national client. You're from Nebraska? Yeah, we're in the middle of everything. What else did you hear? A city that is united more ways than divided. A kingdom that is united more ways than divided. We try to define the Chiefs Kingdom there. The future of Nebraska broadcasters belong to those who create. And I'm the worst at it because I get so tyranny of the urge and I lose my creative time. Don't squeeze out personal creative time. Seek in broadcasting the best are those who are creative. Have your own creative committee. I've got them. And I try to use all generations. I got my millennials, former Husker Vision dudes, but I also move up the line. Because I try to seek some wisdom from those who have walked the path before me to give me some creative ideas, and the best are when you get all that rolling. Generational creative committee, outside the walls. Sometimes I'll go outside our walls to externally. Just like in preparing for this presentation, I went outside the walls. I tried to say, what's working for you? Because I see it working. And why we can't win in Kansas City. You tell me why we can't win in Kansas City and why you can't win in Nebraska's future. You can give me 1,000 reasons why. Give me all 1,000. I'll put it in a blender and make you a smoothie and tell you why it's a great place to be. Because I'll tell you this. It's the same way with the Royals. When those guys retire, where do you think they choose to live when they're done? Kansas City. How many former Huskers came in as out-of-state players and have stayed in this state because they go, this is the place where I will plant my roots for the rest of my life because this is a darn good place. The third C is courage. I think more than ever, as broadcasters, there are times we need to have courage. And when I say courage, it isn't necessarily charging up the hill with a flag. Sometimes it's being able to listen, have an open heart, but also to keep seeking truth. Not what's politically correct, but just truth. Now, I saw the best example of courage I've ever seen in my brief almost 40 years of broadcasting. And yep, Sharp's been around that long too. Because we've known each other about that long. Sorry, Greg, I just gave it away. Although he's got a third-grade daughter. I don't know what that is. Like, so. I mean, I got a first-grade granddaughter. Like, what was that a? It's not all road trips with the Huskers. Blue pills, I'm saying. Courage. Bear with me here a second. We have a safety named Eric Berry. 2 years ago, we're playing the Raiders, the hated heathen Raiders. One of the worst things to do in the NFL is to play a Sunday and then play the next Thursday on the road, particularly when it's that far away. They were 0-10. We're rolling to the playoffs. They beat us, hard to do, but they had a dude named Murray that ran a 90-yard run in the first quarter, and Eric Berry just kind of looked at him as he ran by, and I'm going, what was that? But Eric knew something was wrong. After the game, he walked in. We immediately said, something's wrong. Let's get this. He was diagnosed with cancer. Now, all of a sudden, he's in a fight for his life, not just tackling some Oakland dude running down the field. Now, it was uncertain whether he would live or even play football again. He went through extensive chemotherapy in his hometown of Atlanta, Georgia, at Emory University, one of the best places in the world to do that. We didn't know if he was going to play again. And then last year, sometimes, not yet, life can imitate art because it gives us an example of courage. We're now playing the Atlanta Falcons, who are on a roll. They got Matty Ice Ryan. You know, he was in the Super Bowl last year, and the Falcons are rolling along, man. It's the Dirty Birds. They're just scooting along. And now Eric Berry's back in his hometown where his mom and dad are sitting over in the corner of the end zone. And here we go because it's early December, And let's take it near the end of the first half and just take a look.
28 seconds remaining in the half. Atlanta has the ball at their own 25. Bryant out of the shotgun. Fires it over the middle. Intercepted by Murray. He's at the 25. At the 15. The unanimated 10. 5. Touchdown. Kansas City. Born and bred in Atlanta, Georgia. And now he goes the distance on a giant mistake by Matty Ice Ryan, who gets thawed with the pick six near the end of the second quarter.
He took the football up, gave it to his mom, looked at his dad and said, I'll be back. Right. You know, pick sixes are hard to get in the NFL. Let's take you later in the game. Falcons are good. They take the lead on us. They lead us 28-27. They only have a one-point lead. Don't kick a PAT. It just gives you plus two. Stupid. Go for two. At least get up three. The NFL last year put in the college rule that if a team is going for two, if you get the ball and go the other way, you get 2 points. Late in the fourth quarter, Atlanta's going for 2 points. Barry's hometown, he's also had a pick six. Cancer survivor, take a look at history in a league that started in 1921.
The Falcons will go for two. Two receivers to the right and a tight end. Now Ryan will throw. It's intercepted. This could be returned for two. This could be points for Kansas City. It would get Kansas City the lead. It's Eric Berry. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10. It's a two-point conversion the other way for Kansas City. The first time in Chiefs history, the Chiefs have pulled it off. And the Chiefs lead 29-28. Eric Berry, who went through cancer treatments not far from here at Emory University, just picked off the Matt Ryan pass and returns it 102 yards for 2 points. And the Chiefs lead 29-28.
Yeah, it's facing the Giants, remember the Titans? Couldn't come up with a script like that because now he had the football to give to his dad and the family that watched him go through chemotherapy. Oh, and the final score was 29-28. And Eric Berry's jersey number is 29. Now, spend some time with Greg Sharp. He's a sharp dude. He'll tell you how many football games end with the number 29, less than 1%. It was an example of courage to our whole team, but here's how he rolls. Right after the game, should have been the greatest moment. Like, dude, this is unbelievable. In your hometown, you couldn't have scripted this. He said, forget it. Forget it. He told our whole team, forget it. We play the Oakland Raiders on Thursday night at home. It's a battle for the AFC West. You got to forget it. And everybody's looking around like, what? That was, what? Because he knew we had to get ready for Thursday night because 2 years before that, he was diagnosed with cancer on a Thursday night against the Raiders that kept us out of the playoffs, losing to an 0-10 team. We won the division. Sometimes it takes unusual courage. Who will be there when it's difficult? And in broadcasting, it can get tough, whether it's the tornado or the market goes down a little bit or your clients or your consumers come to you with a challenge. And they're seeking you to answer just because it's what you do. Sorry, that's a little bit of the responsibility we have. You press on. Who blinks and who flinches? It's our time. It's our turn. Let me give you our big red. And that's this dude. I told you how he transformed us. We were 2-14. Algae on the plankton had the terrible murder-suicide. Within a week, he started to change it. Since then, we have won 43 games. Only the Patriots have more wins than we have in that four-year plan. But I'm going to get on the plane with this dude to go play New England, and I'll take our chances with him. Because we started 2015 now, 1-5. Jamal Charles tore his knees in the bottom of a pile. We're started 1-5. I sat there in the parking lot at Arrowhead because I stand out in front of the embassy thinking, how am I going to craft this message tomorrow? I got a text from him that night. He said, we're going to fix this. Do not lose hope. We'll fix it. We won 10 straight games. It's never happened in the history of the NFL to start 1-5 and win 10 straight. We won in the postseason. Because this dude did not blink, nor did he flinch when he was getting barrages and RPGs and grenades from the media and everything else. He's an unusual cat. Best Husker, best Chief ever, combo? Will Shields. And if you're around this dude, you see how much courage that he has had to show throughout his life that you don't know about. I mean, I don't know who plays 11 years and gets called for one penalty in his last 11 years. But this is an unusual human being. I know Siobhan played for the Huskers, so you got a little bit of the family. But if you spent 10 minutes with this guy, you would see how incredible he is. And he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But he's now working with our guys. He'll come back and talk to our current guys, the rookies, to say, here's how it works, guys. So those of you who know me well know my paternal side is Nemaha County, Nebraska. There is a little grave there for my great-great-great-grandfather who survived hell on earth, working with African-American soldiers as a white soldier. It took unusual courage. He was wounded twice in a firefight. He survived, obviously. I wouldn't be here. But he went back as the crow flies between Auburn and Humboldt. There's a little brownstone church out there near Stella. Johnson Brock, got figuring this out? I found it. It is a sacred place to me and my family. I've taken my kids there. I'm going to take my grandkids there. God willing, maybe great-grandkids, and I'll tell them the story of this dude. A good Nebraska dude who went through hell on earth and showed unusual courage. Will and I spoke to our rookies right before training camp started. I got Patrick Mahomes. We think he's got a chance to be really good. I got all the rookies here. And Mahomes looked at me, and he looked at Will, and he said, you guys made it in the NFL. How'd you make it? And I told him this. I said, first of all, Patrick, please don't misunderstand me. Because one of my favorite scriptures is God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. I said, this league will humiliate you. You're only 20 seconds from a butt chewing and 40 seconds from being cut. But don't mistake my attempt and humility as a lack of confidence, because I feel like I'm the best in the National Football League at what I do. Bring them on. Take all those other 31 and let's go. But don't mistake that confidence for being cocky, because the NFL will teach you, much different than college, you can be in an instant, it all can change. But here's what I've learned. The future is at sea level. For those who can connect externally and internally, rethink it. Two, those who create. And three, those who can show unusual courage. Thanks for having me today. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to a special program from the Nebraska Broadcasters Association on Noon Forum. We've heard a talk by Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, and the longest tenured and most decorated play-by-play voice in franchise history. Mr. Holtis' remarks were given as the keynote address during the 83rd Nebraska Broadcasters Association Convention. This program was recorded by Omaha Public Radio on Wednesday afternoon, August 16, 2017, for broadcast at this time. Special thanks to Jim Timm, Executive Director of the Nebraska Broadcasters Association, for helping to make the recording and broadcast of this program possible. Complete Noon Forum listings, as well as an archive of over 600 previous broadcasts, are available on our website, kios.org. Now, this is your producer and host, Bob Cote, thanking you for listening.